It is a great pleasure to have joining us by the telephone this morning, Mr. Jeff Foxworthy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great, and we're happy to announce the power's on.
Yeah, you guys need to pay the power bill. Yeah. I tried to call you the other day, and it was...
I guess, if you don't pay, they turn off. That's how it works.
They will shut it off. Yeah, they will. So, yeah. No, glad you guys are back up and running.
Yeah, it's very cool. And you're coming up to Minnesota, and we were visiting a little off the air here. It sounds like you're keeping yourself plenty busy, but it's on your schedule, which is kind of good, right?
Yeah, you know, it's that new season in life. The kids are off to college. And
nice.
Yeah, you know what's funny, though, is I've been doing stand-up for 32 years. I think I enjoy it as much now as I ever did. Huh. It's life is really fun. And so with them gone, I had a chance in the last year to sit down and just write a whole new show and just kind of talk about my life, because my wife and I, we were laughing the other night. We said we're in the middle technology-wise because our parents can't text and our kids can't write. You know, the kids now, they think you can Google anything you want to know. And I try to tell them, I'm like, yeah, you can Google a lot of stuff, but there's things you only learn through life experience. You can't Google it.
All right.
Like, here's an example of that. Women always have more questions than men have answers to. The other day I got a text, and it just said, please pray for Tom, he was in a bad wreck. So I walk into the kitchen, and I say to my wife, hey, I just got a text, said, please pray for Tom, he was in a bad wreck. And my wife said, were Carol and the kids in the car with him? I said, I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. She said, how many cars were involved? I said, I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. She said, what hospital did they take him to? I said, I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. She said, what do you know? I said, I know you need to pray for Tom. I just got a text that said he was in a bad wreck. I'm not holding anything back. That's all I have.
Oh, it's beautiful. And, you know, I can just see the conversation taking place, too. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what the way I think my comedy has always been.
Yeah.
I don't sit down and think, what's funny? I just think, hey, if it happens to me, if I think it or my wife says it or my family does it, surely it's happening to other people. And yeah. That's all I've ever done is just talk about my life.
And that's why, you know, I think people relate to it. They love it. You always have something new that's happened, and you keep putting out great quality stuff. And we got a lot of rednecks up here, as you know. We got a lot of people that
like
your stuff.
Well, anywhere you've got flannel shirts and beer, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And so,
well, we're fortunate.
I've always loved Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, we've got them here. And we carried your countdown show here for many years. We were sorry to see that go away. I know you enjoy country music a lot.
Oh, always have. You know, country music kind of introduced me to my audience. I remember I was opening for a rock and roll band on Daytona Beach during college spring break, and I was between the heavy metal band Poison and the Hawaiian Tropic Bikini Contest. And so the guy was like, you guys want to rock and roll? Yeah. You want to see some girls in bikinis? Yeah. Okay, but first, a comedian. And they were throwing beer at me before I ever reached the microphone, and I thought, I can't do this. And a week later, I was working in Savannah, and Emmylou Harris was in town, and her opening act got sick. And they called the club, and they said, is there anybody that can be clean for 15 minutes? And they said, yeah, Jeff can. And it was like finding your audience.
Yeah.
In fact, when Garth was in town a few months ago, we were talking about, so I started going out with these country artists, and I remember doing a hairdresser's convention. Garth and I were laughing about this, because we were all new to the business, but I was the opening act. Vince Gill, who I had never heard of, was the middle act, and Garth was the headliner for the hairdressers convention. And I said, you know, that would be a pretty good show these days.
Right.
Garth and Vince and Jeff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You guys put that tour together. you'd sell some tickets, man.
Those hairdressers didn't know how good they had it.
Yeah.
I miss doing the countdown show, and we got to do it for a long. We did it for over a decade.
Right.
It was a lot of fun, but It's country music has always, it's always been my audience.
What were the early days like, Jeff? Because some people think that your career started with the You Might Be a Redneck, but you were a pretty good comedian before then.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of a response to, like, every time I would go to work, like in New York, and I always wore boots and jeans, and I drove a truck, and they were like, Foxworthy, you're nothing but an old redneck from Georgia. And I am. I mean, if I'm not working, I was spent the entire day yesterday on my farm on a tractor. That's just who I am. But as I started traveling the country, I started thinking, you know what? I'm not alone. They were kidding me. I was working in just outside Detroit at a bowling alley. We were playing a comedy club, and they were kidding me about being a redneck. Well, the club was attached to a bowling alley that had valet parking. And I said, my Lord, if you don't think you have rednecks, look out the window. They're valet parking at the bowling alley. And so I just kind of discovered it was a nationwide phenomenon. You get 30 minutes out of any city, and there were rednecks.
How many people come up to you, Jeff, and say, hey, I've got a redneck joke for you?
Oh, my gosh. Nobody ever comes up to me and says, excuse me, Mr. Foxworthy. People are like, hey, Jeff, let me tell you what my mother did. I'm like, all right, let me get a pen, write this one down.
Right.
I started doing the Redneck Page Today calendars in 1990. And it's still one of the top-selling calendars, and it's 25 years later.
Now, Neil, we had a good one. You should add this one to your
Let me grab
repertoire.
A pen. Ready.
Write it down. Here at the radio station, probably about 13, 14 years ago, there's a guy coming in to interview for an on-air DJ job.
Yes, he was looking to take over our jobs.
Right, he was coming in, and he brought a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew to his interview.
Yeah.
He's walking to the front door.
Got a 2-liter jug just chugging on it.
And he's probably using it in the car for something else.
Exactly.
So,
I think he had a Skynyrd shirt on, and he was ready to go.
He was ready.
I had the funny
I'm surprised you guys were able to hold on to your position.
Exactly. I thought we were going to hire him right on the spot, to be honest. Right. If you had Pepsi, then it's all over at that point.
I got a photo last night from my niece and nephew who bought a mattress and went to take it home and realized they had no rope. But they had a garden hose in the trunk, and so she's driving down the road, and he's in the back seat holding both ends of this garden hose to keep the mattress on the roof. And I told him, I said, you're in the calendar next year.
That's a good one right there. That is. And we're happy to see you brought, if you're smarter, are you smarter than a fifth grader's back on TV? That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love doing that show. I'm thankful they still give me the answers, because if they didn't, it would be a very short show. I don't pretend to be Alex Trebek and know that stuff.
Right.
We had a lady, she had a second grade grammar question. It was something about an antonym, and she said, I remember there were homonyms and synonyms and antonyms. She said, I can't remember the difference in them, though. Can you use it in a sentence? And I'm like,
well,
my antonym came over for Christmas dinner. I have no idea.
There's no place like home,
said
my antonym. Yeah, that's great. Well, we'll look for that on TV. You're coming to Jackpot Junction this Friday. Folks, there are tickets still available, I believe, but very few.
And we got a ton of new stuff. I've been writing like crazy and just enjoying it. So, yeah, really, really excited to be back out.
Come out and see Jeff and have some laughs and make a little road trip west to Morton. And you also mentioned off the air that you and Larry might be getting together for a few dates, huh?
Yeah, Larry and I, we did a benefit for a kid with a brain tumor in his home state of Nebraska and just kind of forgot how much we enjoyed doing it together. So we're going out and doing a new tour starting this fall called the We've Been Thinking Tour, because I told Larry, all right, if we're going to do it, we got to have all new stuff. And he goes, oh, Lord, I got to start thinking. So it's which is not something Larry likes to do.
No,
so it's the We've Been Thinking Tour.
Yeah. Oh, that, that, well, we, if you're coming back towards the Twin Cities for that, we'd love to have you back on and visit and talk about that show as well. But we do greatly appreciate your time, Jeff. It's awesome to have you call in and spend a few minutes with us. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to your show, and you're going to meet some Twin Cityans, because we're going to give a meet and greet with the tickets, all right?
Well, that's awesome. I love meeting people. People tell me things they shouldn't tell their therapist, and it ends up being new material, so I'm excited about that.
Well, yeah, keep your pencil handy.
Exactly. Keep it handy.
Hey, Jeff, continued success, man. You do great work. We love it. We use a lot of your stuff here on the air. We played it all weekend long, some of your Redneck Dictionary stuff, and we absolutely love it. So keep up the good work, and have safe travels. Best to you and your family.
Thank you. It's good talking to you. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff Foxworthy, ladies and gentlemen.